Tonight I want to discuss the scope of the halachos that we've been discussing until now. Last week we didn't finish everything. We didn't document all the lashonos in the Ran, but got to move. So many of the lashonos in the Ran, as we noted, implied a more formal approach to Eved Lov and Lishmalva as opposed to just the Svar of Mishnah Shel Chavero. But I really want to move to a slightly different area of the sugya this evening. So we saw that the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Gimel, and Daf Lamed Aleph both established that if you have a dispute as to what Beis Din to go to, the Malveh's decision carries the day. What the Malveh says goes, with limited and particular exceptions. And the case that the Gemara gave was one where one Baal Din says, Nidon Kan, let's use the local Beis Din that was established for our particular area, for our locality. The other says, let's go to the Beis Havad. And in that case, the Gemara says that we follow the Malveh. If the Malveh says, let's go to the Beis Havad, we follow the Malveh. If the Malveh says, let's stay put and have the case here, again, we follow the Malveh and we have the case here. But this term Beis Havad is not entirely clear. It's not 100% clear what exactly Beis Havad means. We'll see a dispute of the Rishonim about that. And that will lead to a machlokas regarding the scope of the Malveh's power in this context of Shnayim Shenes Atzmu B'din, where he wants to take everybody to a different Beis Din. So let's start with source number one. Source number one is Rashi, Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. Hatokef es Chavero B'din. Rashi says, Baal Din Kasha U'matriach es Chavero. It's interesting that on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Lashon is Hatokef es Chavero B'din. One person is challenging the other person in Din, whereas on Daf Chav Gimel, the Lashon is Shnayim Shenes Atzmu B'din. It's two people who can't disagree. You wonder whether or not that... that's not a difference between Daf Chav Gimel and Daf Lamed Aleph. That's different between two of the Lashonos and Daf Lamed Aleph. We noted there were two Lashonos and Daf Lamed Aleph. One of them has Atokev as Chavero, the other has Shnayim Shenes Atzmu B'din. So, you can potentially be Medayik in that. I know that my brother likes that deal, and he has run with it. I didn't think it was so compelling. Just worth pointing out. So Rashi says, "Atokev es chavero b'din, baal din kasha u'matriach es chavero." You have one person who's recalcitrant and difficult, and he's creating difficulties for his friend. Ve'ein rotza chavero l'adon kan, elo l'mkom va'ad tamini chachamim harbe. And his friend does not want to. Ve'ein rotza chavero l'adon kan. He doesn't want to be judged here. Now look at how he defines mkom va'ad. Elo l'mkom va'ad tamini chachamim harbe. Sheyehezeb bosh mehem. Rashi defines this base havad as a place where Talmidei Chachamim happen to gather. And it's interesting that Rashi says he doesn't even want that out of a concern that the local Beis Din won't arrive at a proper Pesach, but rather because there are going to be so many Talmidei Chachamim around, this other guy's going to be embarrassed of the way he's behaving, and perhaps will be Moda Ala Emes, or at the very least, won't be as difficult as he's being now. You wonder, what if the guy says, I want to go to a better Beis Din because I'm concerned that this local Beis Din won't arrive at the right Pesach? Could have gone in two different directions. On the one hand, perhaps that's an even more valid claim, right? If you're concerned that Beis Din won't arrive at the right conclusion. On the other hand, you could have said, no, that's not a valid claim. We could have said that we don't cast aspersions on a Beis Din, assuming that they're a qualified Beis Din. You can't say, oh, I'm concerned that they're going to arrive at an improper Psak. But when he creates another kind of Taina, that, oh, you know, I'm confident that this Beis Din will arrive at the right Psak, but I think that he won't be as difficult if it's in a place where there are so many Talmidei Chachamim and pious Jews around, maybe that's a better claim. But in any event, that's the claim that Rashi says. Sheyehezeb bosh mehem, and his definition of Beis Havad is a makom vad talmidei chachamim, place where the talmidei chachamim gather. By contrast, look at source 2, Chidush Aran. If they need to ask a question, they'll write up the case and they'll send it to another Beis in Pirish. Va'avagav she'elu ha'beisin she'be'ir, einan b'kiyan legamre b'din. Even though the local Beis Din are not entirely experts on the matter, to the extent that they're not entirely sure about this, and that would seem to give good reason to the person who says, let's go to the Beis Havad. So even in a case where the local Beis Din isn't entirely sure what the Psak should be, we stay here, we don't go to the Beis Havad, and if the local Beis Din is unsure, they'll send a letter to a higher Beis Din asking them for guidance in terms of how to render the Psak Halacha. Now, underline, the Beis Din yishluchu lebeis havad sheyivaru lahem esveka. And the Beis Din will be the ones who send the case to the Beis Havad, and they will request that the Beis Avad help them to clarify the matter. And what is this Beis Avad? Behem Sanhedrin Gedola Hayavshevus Belishkas Agazis Shehem Sof Horav. Important Lashonos here. They are the Sanhedrin Gedol, who's sitting in the Lishkas Agazis, for they are Sof Horav. You have a triple formulation there. You wonder if you're missing any of those factors, right? We know that there was a Sanhedrin Gedol at certain stages. The Gemara Shoshana tells us that was no longer in the Lishkas Agazis. But it's very clear that what the Ran is saying is that it's not just any greater Beis Din, it's one specific greater Beis Din, the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And also, it doesn't even seem like it's just about the fact that they are greater experts, it seems like the fact that they are Sof HaRah. The buck stops there. They are the last, I mean, that's not technically what the phrase means, but they are the last appeal that you can make, is they are the highest authority in the halachic judicial system, which implies that it's not just about their chachma, but it's about their formal stature, their formal halachic stature as the highest based in. Shapiem yehiya kol riv chol nega, kvar kasavdi b'chnei esapera kol asvaros, idavka beis havad, o kol beis in godol mehem v'das haramban zal v'das haramban zal v'das haramban. We're going to see that in a moment. Okay?
I'm not like 100% convinced that his emphasis is on their formal stature as much as their wisdom. Like, he is quoting, you know, Shalpiyam Yerko Rivichol Naga.
Right.
He's, I can see why that might mean, you know, be a suggestion.
Shane Sofora.
Right. But he also, you know, he frames it as, you know, the small Beit Din won't know the answer, and so they need to consult with the big Beit Din. Jayvaru Lahemet Sveikan.
Right, that's the context that he's describing.
They know. They know.
Okay,
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that the diuk is necessarily like, you know, it's ironclad and compelling. I think the lashon of Shehem Sof HaRah implies in the direction of highlighting their formal stature.
I'm just saying I could see that.
Look, that will have important nafkaminas for the question that we'll see. We won't delve into this fully, but we are going to assess it tangentially. Or in a quick drive-by, the question of whether or not there's, again, as I mentioned before, whether or not there's a status of Sanhedrin HaGadol B'zman HaZeh. Obviously, it's about a formal halachic stature. There isn't going to be a Sanhedrin HaGadol B'zman HaZeh. There's no based
right.
in HaGadol.
There are smarter people.
Right, but there are people who are recognized as great Tamina Chachamim, whether it's Rav Steinman or Rav Shmuel or whoever else in the modern Orthodox world we're going through, Rav Shechter, right? They are the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Or would they be considered Sanhedrin HaGadol for the purposes of these halachas? We're gonna see that soon.
The way the Ran is learning the Gemara, he's learning it seems to be more of a procedural thing, not that machlekes of which bezin to go to, but just how to do it.
No. That's a separate line in the Gemara. The line in the Gemara says that you'll stay here. He's commenting on the line. It's a separate line in the Gemara that says if the local bezin doesn't know what to do, then they'll send to a higher bezin. That's the line that he's commenting on. But the basic issue in the Gemara appears before that. Okay. So this question as to what the Beis Havad means, that just could have been a technical question regarding what it means, ends up being a halachic machlokas about what is the scope of the Malveh's power. Does the Malveh have the ability to drag the Loveh to any Beis Din that is slightly greater in Chachma than the local Beis Din, or specifically to a Beis Din Hagadah? And this machlokas emerges from the Rishonim that are quoted in the Chiddush Aran in Source 3. This is like heavy on the Chachmei Svarad. Sovar HaRamban Zal. The Ran quotes the Ramban. To who had in a malve omer nelech lemkom basin chachamim gedolim yoser mi basin shabeiro? Similarly, if he doesn't say let's go to the Beis Avad, which for now he is interpreting like he did in the previous piece as the basin that is the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shehem Sof HaRah, but rather if he just says let's go to a place where there are basin that are chachamim gedolim yoser mi basin shabeiro, that are slightly greater chachamim than our local basin, to shomen lo avagav the leisa Beis Avad. We listen to him even though this Beis Din is not the Beis Avad. And accordingly, the Gemara asks, the Avagav de Lobe Bir Beis Din Shal Ir Acheres, Shomelo Avagav de Leise Beis Avad, Vamaya Amar Rabbi Lazar. Let's skip that for now, we're going to get back to that, okay? But Yesh Misha Sover, second underline, here he's quoting Rabbeinu David, as we'll see in a moment, Rabbeinu David Banfield, one of the great Talmidim of the Ramban. Rabbeinu David was one of the Ramban's many Talmidim. We know that that the Rashba was also a Talmud of the Ramban. The Rashba was really primarily a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, but he also learned by the Ramban as well. The Ra'ah was a major Talmud of the Ramban, and Rabbeinu David as well. Rabbeinu David stands out because he's a really, he's quite original thinker. He really very often is cholek on what his Rebbe says. I'll quote, we lost a lot of his writings, unfortunately, but we have it on Psachim and a couple of other areas. Particularly on Psachim, he'll say, look, this is what the Ramban says, but I think otherwise. He'll very frequently be openly cholek on the Ramban. And the Rashba does that too, and so does the Ra'ah, but the Rabbeinu David does it with frequency. So V'yesh Mishas Sover, and this is one example, Tehad Rabbi Lazar, Davka Hecha Tuk Amar LeBeis Avad. It's the right of the Malva to say, let's go, is specifically when he decides to go to this Beis Avad, which again, we are interpreting now, not like Rashi, which is just a Makom Kibbutz Chachamim, but this really great based in, yeah, exactly, in Yerushalayim. Avalim Amar Malva Neilach LeBeis Shal Ir Acheres. But if he just says, let's go to another Beis Din, Aval Gav to have a Gadol Mi Beis Shal Iro, Ein Shomin Lo. We don't listen to him, even though it's a greater Beis Din, they're slightly greater in Chachma, or even significantly greater than Chachma. We would not go. Chen Dasar Rav Rabbeinu David Talmido. That's the position of Rabbeinu David.
I think this points more in the direction of the formal status than the run in source number two. I mean, like here he's saying, like even if you fulfill the condition of knowing stuff and being able to be mavar,
well, I mean, I guess my reading of source two, I mean, you could argue is influenced by my, but I do think again,
in source three,
well,
yes.
but I do think that again, I'm still standing by my diuk of Shehin Sof Hara, but yes, 100%. That might again. That won't be the case if Rabbeinu David has the same position of Bezman Hazeh. But if it was specifically Bezman that you had a Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Lishkas HaGadol Shein Sof Hara, then yes.
Why would Rabbeinu David say that this applies to Bezman Hazeh? Like, what, in what context?
Okay, so, good, I'm so glad you asked. So that, what this requires us to do is assess what is the basis...
You're paying me afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. What is the basis of Rabbeinu David's position? What is the basis of Rabbeinu David's position? What is the basis of the Ramban's position?
I've done that.
No, it's for like shmack questions. We give out like, you know, tickets and, you know.
Sun kiss.
So the question is going to be, what is the basis of Rabbeinu David? What is the basis of the Ramban? What are they arguing about? And this gets us into the question as to what is the real basis of the Malva's power. Now, we saw last week the basis of the Malva's power might be just the Svara of Shema Yotzi Mona Almana, in which case we very much understand it. But otherwise we have this notion of Evad Lova Lish Malve, which we left as somewhat ambiguous. So I want to explore that a little bit more, and I want to start with Rabbeinu David. So let's look at source 4 to begin to understand what Rabbeinu David is saying. Let's start with Let's start with source four. Amar Rabbeinu David, Shita Acheres. It's going to the Ran, by the way, has like a whole long essay on this topic. So at different points, he goes back to things that he said earlier. So in source four, it's like a later part in the piece, but he goes back to what he said earlier. Amar Rabbeinu David, Shita Acheres. Rabbeinu David disagrees with the Ramban, who said that you could drag him to any greater Beis Din. Shehu Sover, Hadamazi Kayef Mavel Alova Lechas Le Beis Din Acher. Davka Le Beis Din Beis Avad. You hear the Lashon is a little bit different, right? He doesn't say, Sanhedrin HaGadol HaYosher Polishis HaGadol Shehin Sof Hara. He says, Sanhedrin HaYosher Gedolim Shebi Yisrael. That, to me, would imply simply the greatest based in Chachma in Yisrael. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to say that. Yeah. But if we're sensitive to the language, if you, certainly when you view them in contrast to one another...
Yeah. I think the Lishkar HaGazit, like, descriptor before was more like, just to show you how wonderful they are.
If you're really sensitive to the language, and you're playing up the language, and you're contrasting one with the other, you do get different, slightly different impressions. But to another Beis Din you cannot, unless ela im hayachachim ochachachim ochachamim v'yoser mumchem mehasanhedrin. Kimo Rabbi Akiva. They are, unless they are even greater in Chachma than the Sanhedrin, like Rabbi Akiva. The Amrinim Beharoa, Shalohiniach Kamoso Baaretz, because you say in Perak HaRoa that there was nobody like Rabbi Akiva you know, Shimcha Holek Mesofa Olam Hatzofa. We have many, many Ma'amari Chazal that point to Rabbi Akiva as the greatest of his generation. Critical, critical line. Because that is what the Braisa of Holeich Achar based in Yafe is referring to. Now he pulls that out of thin air. What in the world does that mean? So in order to understand what that means, let's take a look at that Braisa. Look at source 6. Source 6 is Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. So Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is a pasuk that we have. One day it means, so this is only one day. When I spoke about this, my drasha I quoted the other day that says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is pshar. But this day in the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof Holech Achar Beis Din Yafe. It means that you should seek out the greatest Beis Din. And then the Gemara goes on to give a whole host of examples of who was the greatest Beis Din. Achor Rebbe Eliezer Lelud, Achor Rebbe Yochum Ben Zakkai, the Bar Chayil, Tana Kori Chaim Beborni, Chulei Chulei Chulei. So, like, take a look at three lines in. Achor Rebbe Yeshiva, Achor Rebbe Eliezer Lelud again, Achor Rebbe Yochum Ben Zakkai, Achor Rebbe Yeshua Lepikian, Achor Rebbe Gamliel Liavne, Achor Rebbe Akiva Lebnei Brak. Okay, that's the line about Rebbe Akiva that the Rambam was referencing before. Achor Rebbe Masya Lerumi. That's going to be an important line, as we'll see in a moment. And it keeps listing different places where these chachamim were from. We know Rabbi Kiva Lebnei Brak, famously from the Seder. Some of the others we know also. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Lenetzivin, come out at the beginning of Pesachim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir played this trick on the Tzeduki. Right? The Gemara says, "After Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, and your net extends all the way to Yerushalayim." Right? Yeah. There's a maisa like that. So some of these we're familiar with from other areas of Shas. But it says you go after each of these chachamim. That is the Braisa that is being referenced by Rabbeinu David. Now, what exactly is Rabbeinu David's argument? I think Rabbeinu David's argument rests on two assumptions. His first assumption, at least as quoted by the Ran in Source 4, the assumption that he's explicating, is that this special right of the Malveh to go to a greater Beis Din is based on what? It's based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. The basis of the Malveh's ability to drag the Loveh to a greater Beis Din. It's tzedek tzedek tirdof. That's why he says the v'chihai gam the ma'ari b'risa tzedek tzedek tirdof holech achar beis din yafe. Now you'll ask me if it's just tzedek tzedek tirdof. What obvious question can you raise? Mm-hmm. What?
I mean, go to. Why does it have to be the beis din Yerushalayim?
Okay, good. That's one obvious question. That's where the second.
That's where you're right. Yeah.
That's the second assumption is that tzedek tzedek tirdof applies specifically to whom? To the greatest beis din. Let's go in that direction. I wasn't going to go there
greatest
first, but yes.
Possible.
Yes. And that assumption seems to actually be explicated in the Rush, in Source 7. Take a look at Source 7. Uvizman hazeh. This is where the Rush begins talking about Bizman hazeh. Mistaber she'achashuv she'bedor nikra beis din hagadol. The chashuv she'bedor is called the beis din hagadol. V'chein hay omer Rabbeinu Tam. And this is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Now, if you know Rabbeinu Tam a little bit, Rabbeinu Tam was widely considered the, you know, there wasn't much debate over who was the Chashuv Shebedor in the times of Rabbeinu Tam. As Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik writes, people in Rabbeinu Tam's era related to him not with admiration or even reverence, but awe. Rabbeinu Tam was somebody who totally revolutionized the way Talmudic learning was conducted, right? His methodology was a breakthrough. The way we speak about Rav Chaim, like revolutionizing learning, Rabbeinu Tam did that in his own time, by introducing the Tosafistic dialectic method and things like that. And Rabbeinu Tam was also somebody who tried very much to consolidate rabbinic authority in Ashkenaz. We know that he had very adamant machlokos with Rabbeinu
Kish?
No, from Provence. What was his name? It's slipping my mind. He has these very harif chuvos to somebody who came from Provence and started trying to change the Minhagim of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam rips him in these, like, a number of tshuvos. It was, what was his name? Do you remember his name or no? I don't know. I'll get it. I don't know why that's slipping my mind. That's a pretty obvious one. But he came over from Provence and started changing certain Minhagim. Rabbeinu Tam was very, very upset about it. That's slipping my mind. I'm sorry. But So Rabbeinu Tam, in a number of places, advocates for like a Chashav Shev Dor kind of approach. We have that in other areas of Halacha as well. But unsurprisingly, he advocates for it here as well. He says, in every generation, they would appoint the greatest rabbinic scholars as the Nasi, as you find by the Bnei B'Seira, that they stepped down from their stature, from their status, and appointed Hillel because he was a greater Talmud Chacham than they are, l'kach nekra b'isin ha-gadol. Now, says the Rush. Okay? We see that you should go after Rabbi Elazar and Lud, and Ramasi ben Charash l'Romi. Alma da afilu Romi nikra based in Yafe, kisha ein lama'ala heimenu. We see that even Romi is considered a based in Yafe, when there is nothing higher than it. What is he bringing that as a raya for? He's bringing that as a proof that you can have a based in Hagadol in Yerushalayim. Now, is that a good proof? I would have said, no way. Like you were saying, Meir, just means go to a better based in. It doesn't prove that that has a stature or status of based in Hagadol. Just means go to a better based in. Now, the Rush, by using that as proof that you can have a based in Hagadol in Chutz La'aretz, clearly seems to be adopting the assumption that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof means don't go to just any greater Beis Din. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof means specifically go to the greatest Beis Din. And that seems to be the assumption that Rabbeinu David is adopting as well. So Rabbeinu David has a two-pronged argument. Number one, the basis of the Koach HaMalve is Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, A. And B, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof only applies when you are going to the Beis Din Hagadol, and that second assumption is more clearly explicated by the Rush.
Now, the Rush is saying that Romi could be Bezin Hagadol. It just says Nikra Bezin Yafa.
No, he's bringing a raya to the notion. Again, Rabbeinu Tam was saying that even Bezman Hazeh, the Bezin Hagadol, the Chashav Shabador is the Bezin Hagadol. And the Rush is bringing a raya from Romi. Now again, all right, I would have told you that Romi just means the Bezin Yafa, right? The fact that he's bringing that as a raya, that the Chashav Shabador is Nikra Bezin Hagadol, means that he's assuming that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is specifically to the Beis Din Hagadol. Those are the two assumptions of Rabbeinu David. Now, you'll ask me, another obvious question is what? Pertaining to the first assumption, that Malva's Koach is based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. No?
How does that relate to Avod Lavalish Malva?
Why specifically the Malva, right? Why doesn't the Lova equally have that ability to drag the Malva to the Beis Din Hagadol? So I think what you'd have to say there is that if the Malva's Koach, if it's really based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, I think what you'd have to say is that the Malva, Rabbeinu David, I think, would have to adopt the Svara. He would have to adopt the Svara of Yotzi Mana El Mana. What? The Malva is going to expend more, he's going to spend more on his travel expenses than he's trying to extract from the Lova. So you have to say that really the Lova is trying to invoke Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, but the Svara of Yotzi Mana El Mana comes and overrides the Svar of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Fine.
Which is surprising.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the whole idea of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is that there's some sort of imperative to pursue, like, justice, and
at the same
and
time,
that can be somehow overridden by
At the same time, I mean, if you don't have Yotzi Mana Al Mana, Yotzi Mana Al Mana is a very, very compelling Svar, right?
It's a compelling svara, but it's not an ethical, moral kind of svara. It's a, you know, psychology svara, you know.
I mean, maybe, but I think it has ethical, moral ramifications too. If you don't have Yotzi Mana Al Mana, then you lead to a system where, like, almost all din can be easily undermined.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't consider that.
That's true, but in a larger... I don't know. I'm not saying it's not impossible.
Yeah, no, you're right. In its purest sense, you're 100% right that in its purest and most direct sense, it's a pragmatic consideration. But it's a pragmatic consideration that is very important ramifications, major ramifications for the basic, you know, effectiveness of the halakhic judicial system. So that's the machlok. That's the position over Rabbeinu David. Now, before we assess the position of the Ramban, let's actually just deal with. Let's go into the position of the Ramban. Now, if you're going to disagree with Rabbeinu David, obviously you could disagree for one of two reasons, right? One reason you can disagree is by asserting that the Malvis Koach is not based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, but is rather based on something else. Option number one. Option number two, it is based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, but Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof extends to even a slightly better Beis Din, not just the Beis Din Hagadol. Right? Obviously, whenever an argument rests on two assumptions, you could just methodologically, you could dispute either assumption, and thereby dispute the conclusion. So let's explore that for a moment, because we're going to see Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, and they both dispute Rabbeinu David, but perhaps for two different reasons. Just one other thing to point out before we explore Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu David, you can still explain Rabbeinu David himself in two different ways. And this kind of gets into the formality statute that we were talking about. Why is it that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof only applies to the Beis Din Hagadol? Why? One option is, that's what Tzedek Tzedek means. Tzedek Tzedek means go to the best Beis Din. And that's the only place that it applies. Another option is that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof doesn't mean only the best Beis Din. It means a Beis Din in a higher category. A Beis Din in a higher category. Where will this Chakira have nafkaminas? We'll see, it will perhaps have nafkaminas in cases where we're dealing with Arkaosha Besuria. So, Rabbeinu David says, if you're dealing with two Beis Din Mumchen, but they didn't that are Mumchen, right? Then you can only go up a level to the Beis Din HaKadosh B'Yerushalayim. What if one person said, let's use Arkaosha Besuria? Would there be Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof to a regular Beis Din Mumchen? If you take the first approach, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is exclusively limited to the Beis Din HaKadosh itself, then would there be Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof to a regular Beis Din over Arkaosha Besuria? No. If you take the approach that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof just means you need a higher level on the hierarchy of Batei Din, then perhaps from Arkaosha Besuria to a regular basin would be Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, and then from a regular basin to the Beis Din HaGadol would be Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof as well. And that's going to be important, because we'll see that that'll be important for working out a consistent position of Rabbeinu Tam.
If you hold that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is saying to go to the Beis Din HaGadol, then why do we even have other... Why, is it saying every time you have a case, go to Beis Din HaGadol of Yeshiva Yerushalayim?
That's something that we were addressing last.
It's like an Indian, it's like, if you could, it's like...
It's difficult. It's a good question. And I don't fully... then what's the point of using having a local Beis Din, right? And clearly, you know, as we know from Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Yisro, there's clearly supposed to be some kind of hierarchy. And like we were asking last week, so what? Does Sanhedrin Lashkar Sakazis just take any question? I haven't explored Tzedek Tzedek as far as I should. I'm sure these questions are raised in the rabbinic literature. But I'm not 100% sure.
Wouldn't it be for the money concern that we just mentioned? Meaning, if we didn't have local Bezin, then...
So you're saying that the Malva can always opt to stay, because, right, again, because he's going to have to pay so much. Good. That makes sense. But again, so what? But the question still stands. Would the Sanhedrin just sit in the Lashkar Hakazis and take every... mumminous case that came before them? It's an interesting question. They probably had a lot of important things to do, and certainly if all of Am Yisrael was bringing their questions, could see that being a little challenging, especially when you have to take a vote of 70-plus people every time. It's going to be a difficult thing to do, pragmatically. But in any event, that's our main advantage. So let's take a look at Source 8. Source 8 is where the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He's taking the approach that the Beis Din HaGadol and the Beis Avad are not one and the same, like Rabbeinu David was saying, but rather they are two different things. Like Rashi, the Makom Avad is just a place where Talmidei Chachamim gather. The Beis Din HaGadol hainu nasi sheva Eretz Yisrael. Again, you have nuanced differences between all these languages. Now he's not saying Sanhedrin HaGadol, he's not saying Chashuvim, or the greatest of Chachma, the Nasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is the same Rabbeinu Tam who argued that it applied Bezman Hazeh, so it's clearly not specifically the Nasi, or not exclusively the Nasi, but that's the language that's used here. Kipir Rabbeinu Tam, Hadashochu Leilam Har Ukva, Itzayas Tzayas, Vilo, Hisiyu, Vira Panin, Bitveria, Lobal Mimar, Vilo Tzayas, we'll read this quickly. This is the whole story about Mar Ukva in the bottom of the Daf Lamed Aleph, at the very end of the bottom of the Beis, at the very end of the Perek. He's saying that what's going on over there. Right, the different statuses as discussed in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin between the Reish Gilusa and Babel and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Basically, it's the Beis Din HaGadol is the Nasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael. That's not the critical point for us. Hilkach L'Mkom Avad, the underline. she'eino ela makom kibbutz chachamim, eved lo v'le ishmalva, v'kopenos v'holich b'mkom avad. So the Rabbeinu Tam adopts whose position? The Ramban's position. He agrees with the Ramban that that the Malvet can drag the Lovet to any basin that is superior to the local basin. It does not specifically need to be the basin Agadol. Aval nitva lo matzi kayef l'toveya leilich l'mkom avad. But the Nitva is not able to force the Toveya to go to the Mekom Avad. Here he uses Nitva and Toveya. We discussed last week whether it's specifically Malva and Lova or other Toveya and Nitva as well. Here he's saying Nitva and Toveya. Who the idea de islay tviya gabei kagon de mode b'miksas or toin paraiti? That goes back to your point from last week, Meir, that it can't just be a case where a guy levels a claim and the other guy says, I've never seen you before in your life, you can't force him to go to a Beis Avad, specifically where he says, you're right, I borrowed money from you, but paret. If he says, lahadam, if he says, lahayu dvar me'olam, I've never seen you before, then he cannot drag him to the Beis. Now here's the critical point. Aval beisin hagadol afilu nitva matzitan. The position of Rabbeinu Tam is that to the beisin hagadol, even the Lova can say, let's go, and he can force the Malva to go to the Beis HaNagod. So Rabbeinu Tam's position is that when it comes to the Beis HaVad, only the Malva has the right to drag the Lova. When it comes to the Beis HaNagodol, even the Lova can say, let's go. Now I ask you, what is the svara behind that? The most logical svara behind that? Why does the Lova have the ability to say, let's go to the Beis HaNagodol?
I mean, if there's a Pasuk that says, like, Tirlev, so he's saying, go by the Pasuk. Pasuk says, go to the Beis HaNagodol.
So I would suggest that that is exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbeinu Tam is saying the following. We were just asking, can you override Tzedek Tirlev for the Svara of Yotzi Mana Almana? I think Rabbeinu Tam's answer is no. When it comes to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, the Malva and the Lova have equal access to that halachic principle, and you can't override that because of Yotzi Mana Almana, Eved Lova Le'ish Malva. I'm sorry, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof dictates that either party can say, let's go to the Beis HaNagodol. Now, what question does that leave? Then when the Malva drags the Lova to the Beis Havad, what is that clearly not based on? It's clearly not based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. When it comes to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, the Malva and Lova have equal access to that idea, they have equal access to that principle, either one can drag the other to the Beis HaNagodol. When the Malva is dragging the Lova to the Beis HaVad, that is clearly not what? It is clearly not Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. So for Rabbeinu Tam, it seems clear that he's disputing Rabbeinu David, but what particular point is he disputing Rabbeinu David? He is arguing that the Koach HaMalva is not based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, but is rather based on something else, presumably some kind of Eved Lo V'le Ishmael.
This is not the Chiddush, meaning Rabbeinu David was the Chiddush that these two sugyot are related. Rabbeinu Tam is just telling you that they have nothing to do with each other. And like,
right. But the reason why I started with Rabbeinu David is because he's the one with the two assumptions, and you could dispute it in two different ways.
Right.
So, what about the Ramban? So, it's not so clear. The Ramban could be disputing this premise like the Rabbeinu Tam, or the Ramban could be arguing that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is not exclusively limited to the Beis HaNagodol. He agrees with Rabbeinu David that it's based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, but Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof expands to any higher based and not just to the based in Hagadol. What seems to be clear, though, is that for Rabbeinu Tam, at least, it is not... he agrees with Rabbeinu David on the Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof issue that that's specifically to the based in Hagadol in Yerushalayim, which is why the Lova can make that claim as well. What he argues is that the Koach HaMalva is not based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Now, a couple of quick points before we go into further issues in the sugya. Number one, there's an interesting shita of the Ri that's quoted by the Rush here as well, right after where we finished reading after that period. V'yesha hayu rotzim, last word on the line is rotzim, three lines up. V'yesha hayu rotzim lomar debesin agadol davka nitva matzita in velo toveya. We referenced this last week as well. There were some who claimed, and this is the position of the Ri, that when it comes to the Beis HaNagodol, only the Nitva is able to make that claim, and not the Toveya, building on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that either one can say, let's go to the Beis HaNagodol. The Ri is saying, only the Nitva can make that claim. Techashinan sheyazminu aniyim es ha'ashirim ledin, lifnei hanasi sheba'eretz Yisrael, because we're concerned that people will try to extort money from the wealthy, in front of the Nasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael, v'yindulham kol tviyazim v'teishu le'yitztark v'leil lefnei anasi, and they will do what? Common parlance. They'll settle, rather than taking it to court, right? So the Ri was foreseeing an issue that's a problem, you know, with much of the medical malpractice law in this country, right? That people will just sue a hospital in order to settle. Rabbeinu Tam dictated the shown Haki Garcina that Afilu Tovei Matzita, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't go as far as the Ree. Now look at what he says next, and this really hammers home the point. Hilkach Limkom Avad She'eno Ela Makom Kibbutz Chachamim, but to the base Avad that's only a Makom Kibbutz Chachamim. Eved Lova LeIsh Malve the Kovenos Tovei Hilik Limkom Avad. You force him to go to the Makom Avad on the basis of what? Eved Lova LeIsh Malve. So going to the base of Nagadol, which either one can do, is based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov. The ability of the Malve to go to the base Avad, the slightly better base din is based on Eved Lova LeIsh Malve. Now, before we explore a little bit further, just one textual problem that the Ramban has to deal with. We said that the Ramban says that any better base din, right, whoever chooses the, if the Malve chooses any slightly better base din, we go to that slightly better base din. So the Rishonim raise a kasha on the Ramban from the Rav Huna and the Rav Chista case that we were discussing before, for exactly the reason that we were discussing before. The Gemara says that in the case of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, they were both either they were in the same town, or according to Tosfos, they were equally close. They weren't in the same town, but, you know, one of them is in place X, one of them is place Y, and you're right equally between those two places. The Gemara said, in that case, the Lovek can be Ma'akev, because he says, Mikom Atrach Nalacha, what does it matter to you whether we go to place X or place Y? Now, according to the Ramban, why would you say that? Wouldn't you say that you go to the stronger Beis Din? So if you look at source 5, Bim Tomar, L'divrei HaRamban Zal, Sh'lo'olo Mishabir HaMumcha HaYoser, Hu Zoche Bebrei Raso, V'adai Rav Huna Mumcha Haya Yoser Merav Chista, the Rabbi Hava. We should actually really see this a little bit later, but let's go through it. According to the Ramban, that if you appointed a greater Talmud Chacham, you win, then why is it that we consider Rav Huna and Rav Chista equal if Rav Huna was the Rav of Rav Chista? Father, Rav Huna Mumcha Haya Yosef Merav Chista, the Rabbi Hava, Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe. So how can you tell me that those were equal? According to the Ramban, you should just go to the one who's the greater Talmud Chacham. To Isa Perak Adar, Vim Kin Mishivara Rav Huna, Hayroi Shei Zaka Bebrei Raso, whoever chose Rav Huna should have won. Nearly, so the Ran says, Delo Rav Huna Rav Chista Hava Yachad Shiruyin Yachad Be'er Achas. I don't really think that Rav Huna and Rav Chista together lived in one city. And let's tell me that Rav Huna Rav Chista says it was the students of theirs, and you know, when it comes to students of theirs, they could have been on equal footing. It was the students of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. He just gets around the textual issue in that way. Let's leave off on the rest of this for now. Okay. So what we have is a machlokas about what you do in the case where you go in the slightly better based in. Rabbeinu David says the Malva has no special schus. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam both maintain that he does. And I was arguing that even though the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam agree to the same position, it might be for different reasons. For the Rabbeinu Tam, it's because the Koach HaMalva is not based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov. For the Ramban, it may be because Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov extends to everyone. Now, just to highlight some of the ramifications of this. Number one, obviously, what is the nature of the Koach HaMalva? According to Rabbeinu David, it's Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov with a Svara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Eved Lo V'Leish Malve. This files under the discussion that we had last week. We were discussing, what is the Koach HaMalva? Is it based on the Svara, or is it a special pasuk of Eved Lo V'Leish Malve? For Rabbeinu David, the special Koach of the Malva is based on what? It's based on the Svara. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov applies equally to everyone, right? The Malva has the special Svara to keep him here. According to Rabbeinu Tam, by contrast, what is the basis of the Koach HaMalva? Not the Svara, but Eved Lo V'Leish Malve. So that goes back to our discussion from last week in terms of what is the basis of the Koach HaMalva. Number two, what is the scope of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov? According to Rabbeinu David and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, it only applies to the Beis Din HaGadol. According to Ramban, it may apply to any Beis Din that is called the B'chachma. Three, does Yotzi Almana override Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it does not, which is why the Lova can say Neilich L'Beis Din HaGadol. According to Rabbeinu David, it does. Fine. Now let's discuss some other cases. What about two Batei Din in one city? Until now, we've been discussing a case where one says, let's stay here. Another says, let's go to Greater Talmidei Chachamim. What if the Batei Din are both in one city? And here we can deal with three separate cases. One is where they both choose Mumchim. A second, where one chooses Arkaos Shebesuria and another chooses Mumchim. And a third, where they both choose Arkaos Shebesuria. Okay? So now, these cases get a little tedious, but we'll go through them very quickly because the details often highlight important conceptual principles. Let's start with Mumchim and Mumchim. Malva chooses a base in Shal Mumcha, Lova chooses a base in Shal Mumcha, they're both in the same city. So I'd say we really have three options. One option is, follow the Malva. Option number two, go to the base din that has the greater Talmid Chacham. Option number three, as long as they're in the same city, they're even, and they have to do Zebra Loech of Zebra Loech. They have to do Zebra. So what are the Shittos on this? The Ramban says you go to the basin that is greater in Chachma, irrespective of who chooses. When they're in the same city, it doesn't matter if the Malveh chooses or if the Loveh chooses, which one do you go to? You go to the one that's the greater basin in Chachma. Now, how would you explain that? So if you adopt the assertion for the Ramban that everything is based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, right? And Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof extends to every basin, like we were arguing, right? Then it makes sense that the default should be go to the better Beis Din. Now, what's the only thing for the Ramban that overrides Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? The Svara, that I don't want to have to pay so much for travel expenses. When you're in the same city, you no longer have that Svara. So you revert to the default of what? Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. And therefore, whoever chooses the greater Beis Din wins and his choice is the one that we follow. So that would be another reason where you see a nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. In terms of whether what their svara is, even though they both agree that the Malveh can drag the Loveh to any greater Beis Din, what would they say about two Mumchen in the same city? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't necessarily say just go to the greater Beis Din, whoever, even if the Loveh chooses the greater Beis Din. According to the Ramban, you'd go to the greater Beis Din even if the Loveh is the one who chooses him, because that is based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, and there's no counter svara of Yotzi Mana Al Mana. David suggests that according to the first day in the Gemara, we should follow the Malveh. And what would you say in that case? You'd have to say that Eved Lova Le'ish Malveh extends to even in a case where they're both within the same city. This is something that we discussed last week. According to Rabbeinu David, the first day in the Gemara is suggesting that Eved Lova Le'ish Malveh applies even within one city. That, I think, is what Rabbeinu Tam would say. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the Malveh has the ability to drag the Loveh to a better Beis Din on the basis of Eved Loveh Le'ish Malveh. That should apply in one city, just like it applies to different cities. Rabbeinu Tam, in the end, suggests that they are even, like the second day of the Gemara of Rav Papa, and that they have to do Zebor Lo'echad, Zebor Lo'echad. That's the notion of Mikom Atrach Nalacha. Now, what about a case where the Malveh chooses Arkosha B'Surya, and the Loveh chooses Mumchen, both within the same city? So again, we still have three options, right? One is we still follow the Malveh, even though he chose the lesser quality Beis Din. Another option is we follow the Loveh, because he chose the better Beis Din. A third option is that they are even. Now here is where Rabbeinu David surprises us. Rabbeinu David before said that by two but they din mumchen in one city, he says that, Rabbeinu David was the one who said that we follow, I'm sorry, give me one second. I'm not sure I'm getting this correct. Yeah. So Rabbeinu David says that we follow whoever chooses Mumchen. Sh'rau hu yishei koach l'mumchen al ha-hedyotos. We choose the Mumchen, whoever they are. Now, this is a little bit surprising. In Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, before we were saying that Rabbeinu David means that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof means specifically the Beis Din HaGadol, right? And if that were the case, why would Mumchen have any advantage over Arkaot Shebesuria if you don't have a Beis Din HaGadol involved? So this gets back to exactly what we were saying before. Why is it that the Beis Din HaGadol has special status? Is it because they're the Beis Din HaGadol, and that's it? Only the Beis Din HaGadol has special status as far as Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is concerned? Or no, is Rabbeinu David saying you have to go up one full level in terms of the stature of the Beis Din? If you're dealing with Mumchen, you have different levels of Mumchen, but fundamentally they're all on the same level. The next level up from Mumchen is what? Beis Din HaGadol. But if you're dealing with Arkaos, then what is the next level up? the next level up would be mumchin, and perhaps Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof would apply there as well. So you have two ways of viewing Tzedek Tirdof. Is it really specifically the Beis Din HaGadol, or is it just a Beis Din that is on a higher tier than the current tier that you are on? And if you adopt that latter approach, we could very well understand why the Rabbeinu David says that in a case where one chooses Arkos and another chooses Mumchin, we follow the Mumchin. Because again, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof applies. And again, when can the Malva respond to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? The Malva can only respond to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof when he has the Svara that I don't want to pay. When they're both in the same town, he doesn't have that Svara, so you once again revert to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Another interesting case is where...
If you learn that, doesn't that ruin the Raya we tried to say before about Raimi? Would you say that Raimi is just a higher level, not necessarily a Beis Din HaGadol?
Again, the reason why that was important is because the Rush was saying, I can prove to you that the Beis Din HaGadol exists in Chutz La'aretz from the fact that...
Rabbeinu Dov wouldn't necessarily agree with that idea if you went this way, no?
Why?
Because you can say that it's just a higher level, not necessarily a Beis Din HaGadol, maybe it'd be a...
No. I think... what that proves is that what the Rush clearly demonstrates is that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof usually only applies to a Beis Din HaGadol, right? Now, that's true for Rabbeinu David too. Assuming that, again, Rabbeinu David would adopt the Raya of the Rush, he agrees as well that it is usually limited to a Beis Din HaGadol. The question is why? But irrespective of that why question, is it because it's only the Beis Din HaGadol, or is it because the Beis Din HaGadol happens to be the only Beis Din that is on a higher level than the average Beis Din Mumchen?
It could be he'll hold that Raimi is not necessarily Beis Din HaGadol, but somewhere in between, where it's a higher level, but not necessarily Beis Din HaGadol.
But then Tzedek Tirdof wouldn't apply there.
It would, because it'd be a higher level.
Or in other words, let me put it otherwise, then the Rush would never be able to bring a Raya that the status of Beis Din HaGadol... What?
You'd have to disagree with the Rush.
Oh, you're saying if you would disagree with the Rush...
I'm saying, it sounds like from this, he doesn't necessarily hold to the Rush. Bring a Raya from the Rush, that's the same idea that...
No. The Raya I was bringing from the Rush is that the Rush clearly holds that Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is limited to the Beis Din HaGadol. Right? That was very evidently clear in the Rush. That wasn't necessarily clear in Rabbeinu David, but the implication of Rabbeinu David is in that direction as well, right? He says it's based on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, and that's specifically based on HaGadol. Now, what I'm saying, is it conceivable that you could construct a mid-level Beis Din that, again, is a higher tier but not the Beis Din HaGadol? It's conceivable. We have no indications that it exists. What I am saying is that it is strange that Rabbeinu David, who focuses on Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din HaGadol, is now saying that Arkos HaBesuria is worse than Mumchen. And the way I'm explaining that is by saying that there are different levels. And what about a case where each one chooses Arkos? So in this case, Rabbeinu David says that even the Man D'Amar, who holds that we follow the Malveh, always holds that when they both appoint Arkos, they are even. And why would that be the case? If we always follow the Malveh when they choose equal levels, why all of a sudden when they both choose Arkos, do we not follow the Malveh? So I would say that perhaps there are two svaras that we can offer for this. I'd say that there are two svaras that we can offer for this. Why, again, question is, on equal footing we always follow the Malveh, why all of a sudden here, by equal footing, do we say that when they both choose our Ka'os, each has an equal say? So then you can answer in two ways. Number one, our Ka'os are not dealing with Din. Our Ka'os are not dealing with Chosh and Mishpah. That definition of our Ka'os is that they're good people, they know a little bit, they're going to largely judge based on their intuition, rather than judging based on Chosh and Mishpah. So I think you might say is that when it comes to but they din that are relatively on equal footing, there's no real difference between based in X and based in Y. They're both dealing with the same system, they're both dealing with the same laws, we assume they're both going to generally arrive at the same conclusion. So in that case, they really are equal, and when they are equal, who do we follow? The Malveh. When it comes to Bet Din that are judging based on intuition, can you ever really say that they're equal, that they're the same? Each person is going to have their own intuition. They're going to have their own idea as to what the Pesach Beis Din will be. So perhaps in that case, you can't really say that they're the same such that we would follow the Malveh. So they are actually different, and each person has his own say. Or to express that in a slightly different way, you could talk about levels of Dayanim. Rabbeinu David asserts that all Dayanim on the level of Mumchen are effectively the same, like we were saying before. You need to reach the Beis Din HaGadol for a higher level. Within our Ka'os, there's no kind of certification that dictates they've reached a certain level. We could have all sorts of different levels within our Ka'os. Indeed, we find in the Chidushi Aran, there's a debate, there are different deos as to what our kavos are. People who don't know anything at all, people who know a little bit, have some expertise, it's not entirely clear. So it's conceivable that within the level of our kavos, we're not dealing with the same thing, such that we can objectively say, let's follow the Malva. We could be dealing with very different levels as well, so we'd have to take the Lova's opinion into account as well. At the end, you end up with a lot of detailed cases, but certain broad principles emerge. What we emerge with is again, we have the basic question as to what the Koach of the Malva is, what is the Koach of the Lova, what is the interplay between Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdov, and the other principles that we've been dealing with, and how do those impact all these various cases of going to a Beis Din. So that broadly concludes this sugya. And next time we'll start with the quick suit, the Yehuda Marav, that what are the standards of checking another Baal Din before you sit with him, for another Dayan before you sit with him on a Beis Din. Can you become an aid at a Kiddushin if you don't know who the other witness is, and fun questions like that. And we'll explore some of the nuances of that issue in the Rambam going forward. Shkoyach.